AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Federal accident investigators say the Amtrak train that crashed in Philadelphia last night, killing at least seven people, was traveling at more than 100 miles per hour before it ran off the rails along a sharp curve.
Maximum authorized speed through this curve was 50 miles per hour. When the engineer-induced brake application was applied, the train was traveling at approximately 106 miles per hour.
But NTSB board member Robert Zumwalt says the brakes didn't slow down the train that much before it crashed.
3 seconds later, when the data to the recorders terminated, the train speed was 102 miles per hour.
Jim Gaines, a video software architect at the Associated Press, is among those killed in the crash. He leaves a wife and two children. Paul Chung, an IT manager at AP, survived the crash and provided us with gripping eyewitness accounts of the crash. The crash also killed midshipman third class Justin Zimzer. His mother said today he was a loving son.
He was his high school valedictorian and was just finishing up his second year as midshipman at the United States Naval Academy.
The engineer, whose name was not released, refused to give a statement today to law enforcement and left a police precinct with a lawyer. Federal investigators hope to interview him, but say they will give him a day or two to recover from what they call this traumatic event. An American citizen has been killed in an attack on a guest house in Afghanistan. And Puerto Rico has imposed strict water rationing today that will force folks to prepare for a summer expected to be drier than usual. This is AP Radio News. When it comes to offering cash to get smokers to quit, more people go for the carrots than the stick. But the stick gets better results. In a study released about an hour ago, smokers with $150 of their own money at stake were far more likely to quit smoking than smokers who didn't have to wager their money to get the cash rewards. But there's a catch here. Few folks are willing to bet on themselves. Nearly everyone who was offered the rewards-only option, though, signed up for a stop smoking program. For the first time, a large study conducted in Australia suggests that vitamin B3 might modestly lower the risk of the most common types of skin cancer in people with a history of these relatively harmless yet troublesome growths. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.